Back here on Giants.com, another Giants mailbag, joined by Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelk. Lance, question number one. George, in Verona, New Jersey, what was your biggest surprise from watching mandatory minicamp?
Well, George, I'm going to go with Victor Cruz taking a step in the right direction in terms of his progression. John, he took part in some team drills. He went against air. He went man-to-man in terms of drills. And these were things we were expecting not to see until the start of training camp. So, you know, this was certainly a positive from a mental aspect to get Victor Cruz to get back on the field and for him to get ready for training camp. I think this is a positive step for the Giants overall.
And you hope he's full speed going with all the teams, doing all his normal drills come the end of July. Question number two, Kaylee in Dobbs Ferry, New York. What position group was the most fun to watch during mandatory minicamp?
Well, Kaylee, I would say it's the secondary. You have a lot of new faces, John, in the secondary, and a lot of the young guys emerged during the course of the spring. Darian Thompson was a ball hawk in college, John. We saw that again on the field. How about his college teammate at Boise State, Dante Dion, who certainly made a name for himself? And it was nice to see the team moved some of the usual suspects around. DRC got some work in the slot. We saw Janoris Jenkins, what he could bring to the table, as well as the first-round pick Eli Apple. A lot of new faces, some also veterans. It was good to see them all on the field at the same time.
And Eli Apple probably had his best offseason practice from the spring during minicamp, certainly making improvements as well. That's your Giants mailbag. We'll see you next time, everyone.